For the last episode of I See Change, we reported on the earlier than expected sight of sunflowers, possibly due to this year's warmer temperatures. Today we explore another unusual observation specific to this year, this one posted to the Almanac by Stewart Mesa resident Maria Hodkins. She says usually by this time of the summer, her front porch is practically overrun with wasps, but this year they seem to have disappeared.
There are very few wasps flying around and hardly any nests that I can find. And usually we have, they're under all our eaves and in the outbuildings and swarming around all the time.
Hodkins wonders whether that has to do with the ditch that used to flow right behind her property. That open water source fed deer, birds, and her willow trees, but it's since been covered and now flows through a closed underground pipe. It's called ditch lining, a project funded by the Bureau of Reclamation and aimed at reducing salt and selenium in water sources throughout the Colorado River Basin. Sarah Sauter, director of the Conservation Center in Paonia, says selenium can pose a big threat.
Elevated levels of selenium have been shown to cause reproductive problems and deformities in fish and aquatic birds, and salt inhibits plant growth. And so one of the best things that we can do to try to limit the amount of salt and selenium in the rivers is to do things like ditch lining.
The state's been controlling salt levels in the river since 1974, but the Stewart Mesa Ditch Project showed up in Hodkins' backyard just last November. So could that vanished water source be keeping wasps away? Hodkins says her experience tells her it might.
Every time I water the garden or fill the bird bath and everything, the wasps, whatever ones are here, start flying around it. So I know that that's a factor that they're attracted to. It's in many ways a relief, but I'm just concerned that, well, the wasps are also our pollinators, so, that will affect things more far-reaching.
She says her neighbors have noticed the absence of wasps as well. Marilyn Stone owns a house just down the road from Hodkins, also on the Stewart Ditch, and she's noticed some changes to the woodhouse toads that usually pop up around her property this time of year. Namely, they're smaller.
Usually when we see them, they're probably about an inch long. These are much smaller this year, even though it's later in the year, so something must have delayed them. They're about the size of my fingernail on my little finger. They're really tiny.
Stone says those young, small toads are usually out much earlier in the summer. But both her and her husband, Mike Drake, say they're not sure that the ditch lining has anything to do with it. In fact, Drake says since covering up the ditch got rid of what was essentially a canyon in their backyard, they can now make better use of that land.
We'll now be able to do things that we really couldn't do with our property before. So in this immediate spot of the world, when we get it all together, the habitat will be better than it was before.
There are, of course, many other factors that could be affecting wasp populations besides the ditch being gone. Frank Pierce, who studies insects at Colorado State University, said lower wasp numbers this year could be a food chain disruption caused by the drought. Wasps feed on smaller insects, ones that rely on plants for food, but dry weather can kill that plant life, so fewer small bugs, fewer wasps. Wasps may be just some of the wildlife affected by taking away these open water sources, but according to Sarah Sauter, ditch lining projects have to account for that.
When the ditches are being lined, the ditch company is required to mitigate for that habitat lost.
Whatever effect ditch lining may have on wasps, toads, or other wildlife, Sauter says its pros outweigh its cons.
It is going for a much greater good to improve wildlife and fish habitat in the main stem of the river.
For I See Change and the Almanac.org, I'm Travis Bubenik.